Today's daf is Besechet Zvachim, daf Chof Beis. We're holding at the bottom the two dots, which are five lines up from the bottom, and Chof Aleph, Amud Beit. So we spoke earlier about the Shir of the Kiyor. And today we want to just look into the Ma'amar that we were derish earlier, that a Kol Kiyor, Gufa, Omer of Yesper, Vichanina, Kol Kiyor, She'inbo k'deila kadesh arba'a kohanim imenu. So one of the drushes that we made was from Moshe Aaron of Anav. That's four people. And that means that that is a shiur in either, machlokes, either according to Rashi, the capacity of the kiyor, or according to the Rambam, the actual contents of the kiyor at the time. So you need to have a kiyor large enough to hold the amount of water necessary for four kohanim, or to actually contain, according to Rambam, the water of four kohanim. Otherwise, you cannot use Eime Kachinbo. Shlema v'rachatzumim in a Moshe v'Aaron v'Anav. Meitve. Kol ha'keilim mikachin, ben sheyesh ben revi'it, ben shein ben revi'it. This is weird. Here it says that if you have mayim that was mikadesh b'kli for kiddush adayim raglayim, doesn't matter how large the container is, whether it can hold a shear of a revi'it or not, as opposed to the dinim of netilat yadayim, where you know that we need to have a shear of a revi'it, here you do not need even the shear of a revi'it, and here we're saying you need enough for going. Om revada bar acha, this is a special halach. What we're talking about over here is a klisharet that is connected to the giyor. So you make a hole now through the wall of the giyor. You put this kli there when some of it is sticking out, and now it has the actual water that's coming from the giyor. The chiddush over here is that the chiddush coming from such a kli is kosher. But as far as the shear of container, it has the advantage of having the container capacity of the kiyor while having the actual kiddush coming from a different kli. That's the point. In other words, we are not coming to this. Obviously, who's going to do something like that? That's not the issue. We're trying to now conceptually distinguish between the capacity of the kli and the actuality of the kiddush humming from that kli. And that's the point. So as far as the din of kiddush kli is concerned, it doesn't need to be capacity at all in such a kli. So where is the water? That's something else. The capacity could be in the kiyor, so attach it to the kiyor. But where's the water coming from? It's coming from a kli that's mekadesh the mayim. The kli that's mekadesh the mayim doesn't need the capacity. It's really a very beautiful conceptual distinction. Otherwise, you tend to just mush everything in your mind. The kiyor needs to be mekadesh in order to be mekadesh, and it's not mekadesh unless it has that, as if it's all one thing. It's not all one thing.
So we're dealing over here with
the kiyor. In the theoretical sense, if you want to translate that theoretical sense into an actual event, make a hole in the side of the kiyor, put a little kli into that hole, and have the mayim coming out with that kli. So now, that kli, in order for the mayim to come from it, has to be a kli that's a mekudesh. So any kli sharet is fine. How large does it have to be? Makes no difference.
But here it doesn't need kodesh.
Yes, the ki... What do you mean? The kiyor? It could be there's a separate din of kodesh for the kiddush of mayim. That's something else. But the capacity doesn't have to be kodesh in that kli that is coming from. That's... Revada baracha. Because they have betocho. Yes, the gemara, but how could any other kli be kosher if it says, yirchatsu mimenu? Doesn't mimenu mean coming from it? Here you're trying to distinguish between where the water is coming from and where the capacity of the water is. But what do you do with the pasuk of mimenu? Well, you're forgetting that there's an extra word, yirchatsu. Remember, we had ubikir batam alam is bevoam alam oed. It says over there, yirchatsu, and then it says yirchatsu again. So the bikishtam, yirchatsu. What do I need the word yirchatsu twice? So one of those yirchatsu is to be marbe, even not from the actual kiyor itself. And that's to be marba kli sharet, I understand. So then maybe, indeed, there are two separate issues. Namely, that the kiyor has to be mekudesh for the mayim and have the capacity for the mayim. But the place where the water will be coming from on the adayim v'raglayim doesn't need to have anything. Doesn't need to be even kodesh. Maybe it's just as long as it's a container of some sort. If you're saying it's an extra pasuk, how do you know that it's significant that it should be kodesh at all? Maybe it's just a logistical necessity, and that's the point of the yirchatsu. As long as there is a kiyor that was bekadesh the mayim, the water can come from anywhere in the end onto your hand. So then, even a kli kosher should also be kosher. Omer Abaye, well, you can't say that, says Abaye. You can't say Kli Chol B'Kosh. You know why? Because it's Kal V'Chomer. The base of the Giyor itself, the Pasuk goes out of its way to make it clear that the base is not kosher. And if Makano, it's Ram Mikano, Makano, Shinimshach Imo, the Kana Mizbea Akiyor was actually Mekudesh together with the Giyor. So it should definitely be Kodesh for Kiddush Adayim Raglai. And nonetheless, it's not Mekadesh as we'll see. A Kli Chol, well, is not Nimshach Imo. Obviously, is that going to be Mekadesh? And why do you take for granted, as the Gemara, that Kano is not Mekadesh, Kano Minola? The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yocho Yehe Kano Mekadesh Kiderek Shach Giyor Mekadesh. See, you might think that Lamais, if you put a spigot on the Kan, so then any water that is in there can come out from that thing, but also be kosher. What difference is kosher? As the kiyor is. So Talmud Omar, V'asita kiyor nechoshet, V'chano nechoshet. So now, why do you repeat nechoshet? Why not just say, V'asita kiyor v'chano nechoshet? Therefore, the nechoshet is coming to limit the hekesh between the kiyor and the Kan. And it's saying there's only one thing that it's comparable in, and that's the material that it's made out of. But don't try to learn out any dinim of one to the other. Namely, l'nechoshet hikshitiv, the hekesh here, the comparison between the yor and the kan, is only vis-a-vis the material of using copper. But lo ledavarcher, you cannot use the hekesh to imply any other halach, namely, rechitza. And that's a kal v'chomer. If you can't even use the kan, how are you going to use what you're going to buy? You're going to buy something in the makolet, you're going to use it. Omalei marzut v'reidu v'mori l'rvina. Why not? I don't see any comparison at all. The kano of the kiyor is not made for purposes of containment. It's a base. The fact that it may have a hollowed out face and the base supports the top of the kiyor from the edges is irrelevant. A kli that isn't made as a container may very well not be kosher for kiddush. How does that prove that a coffee cup isn't kosher for kiddush? Maybe a coffee cup is fine. So malakano she'ein asur l'tocho. A kli that is not made for its containment inside. Fine, that is a misuse of the kli. Maybe the Torah is just saying, use an instrument the way an instrument is to be used. Don't use a transistor radio as a hammer. That's all it's saying. What does that have to do with telling me that you can't use a coffee cup where it's meant to be a coffee cup? Doma b'kli chol shasu l'tocho. You're right. Okay. So the truth is, how do I know you can't use a kli chol? Back to your original question. It says mimenu. Mimenu means dafka from the kiyor. Lamute kli chol. It seems to me we're running out in circles. So if we're saying mimenu, then you can't use any other kli. That was my question to you. So then you can't use the kli sharet either. So yochi kli sharet nami. Well, no. I mean, the Torah says yir chatzu, the extra yir chatzu, is marba the kli sharet. Or Rabbi Rachman Yir Chatzu. So in other words, it comes down ultimately to an arbitrary decision on your part whether we should be marbe the other kalim, but only as a kli sharet, or be marbe other kalim as a kli chol. That's very arbitrary. Why is it arbitrary? Mara ita. You see, you think that it's not arbitrary because it's an additional leap. In other words, you would think that applying Occam's razor, you could say, we would need the thing that is most similar to the kiyo. If you only have one riboy, so what are you going to be marba? You're going to be marba kli chol, or you're going to be marba kli sher? Obviously, you should be marba kli that's begodesh, similar to the giyor. That's what you would think. The Gemara is not making that assumption. Why is the Gemara not making that assumption? Because the truth is that it may be more reasonable to be marba kli chol than to be marba kli sher. Why? For the simple reason that kedusha is always defined as specificity. So if something is, that's like saying, if I can use a regular phone line to hook up my computer, Koshik and I should be able to use a dedicated fax line for my computer. No. The point of the dedicated fax line is that nothing else should be on the fax line. Mashenka and a regular line, that's exactly the same thing over here. If you're telling me that I could use the Kli Chol, so Koshik and I should be able to use the Kli that's dedicated for, let's say, bringing the Dam and the Bayah. That's what Kiddush means. Adarabah, the very fact that it's Bekuddish for a purpose other than and this purpose means that you can't use it. So you're making the decision that the dedication to something else is more reasonable to include than to exclude. That's very arbitrary. So how do you know? And says the Gemara, well, it's not arbitrary. Because ze ta'un mishichakamo, v'ze in ta'un mishichakamo. Forget about the dedication per se. That's not the point. The point is what makes it roy for usage. It requires mishicha. Let's not think about the idea of my being makadishit for a particular purpose. So there's another another element, by the way, this is a fantastic yilui, in that there are indeed two completely different elements in the concept of kachin. And we already know that there are things in which the dedication to a particular purpose creates ipso facto a kedusha, and there are other things that require an act in the physical thing which makes it different because of that physical act. The first one is the fact that it has a specific purpose. So the specific purpose itself, which is something that is disassociated from the physicality, that specific purpose gives it kedusha. Dedication. I dedicate this as an ayla. I don't need to put anything on it. I don't need to do any kedusha on it. I give it that name and then it becomes specified for this purpose. I say to a woman, Hareyat mekudeshet li. Then she becomes specifically unique to this relationship, not accessible to anything from the outside. Right? But I don't need to do something to the actual unit that I'm being mekadesh. There's a different level of kedusha, which is called kedusha kli. It has a different dinim. After I put the dam into a kli, for instance, put the komets into a kli, or I use the shemen hamishna, or put the big dekun on the kayan. In other words, there are things that we do, which, by the way, is the dek sugya that we're getting into is the sugya of the relationship of the orla in terms of arlat halev to the orla in terms of arlat basar, which you'd think are completely unrelated, but they're exactly as related as the issue is here. There is such a thing as kedusha's intent, and then there's kedusha of the guf. So therefore the Gemara is saying, fine, you're saying that the intent is a reason that I should less likely use something that was dedicated for a different purpose. That may well be true. But then there's the other thing, which in terms of the physicality requires mashiach. That is more reasonable to say is a requirement for kedusha daim raglayim. Fine. No, it's specified for a different purpose. That's a point, right? It's a different purpose. You can. We're not talking about what you can. We're not talking about the practicalities. We're talking about the requirements. What are the requirements? Omer Eshloch. That's as far as the Kli. Anybody who's ever done Hilchos Yedayim knows that there are various elements that need to be determined over here. The Netina, what Kli is kosher, what Mayim is kosher. So now we've made it, we've established the Kli is not similar to the Kli of Netilat Yedayim. It does not require a containment at all, even of a reviyat. What about the content of the Kli? A question that our president raised yesterday. Omer Eshloch. Kol ha-mashlim l'mei mita, mashlim l'mei kior, but l'reviyat ain't no mashlim. Anything that would be usable to be mashlim a mikveh for arba'im sa'ah is kosher to be mashlim the shear of water in the kior, according to the Rambam, or to be used for meyor according to Rashi. Remember, according to Rashi, no shear in the mayim, it's only shear in the kapasit. But cannot be used for netilat yadayim, which requires a revi'i. Lemutei mai, what are we referring? Ilaim lemutei tit hanido. Are we talking about now mud, which is very mixed with water, and therefore is considered to be ward? We know that there is a shear for that. Hechidam. Either parasho chaveshotamimen. If a para will naturally bend down and lick up that water, though it's mixed with dirt, then the halacha is, when it comes to netilat yadayim, that is kosher. That's considered to be drinking water. Animal drinking water is kosher for netilat yadayim. And therefore, it would not be true what Rish Lakish just said. Afilu revi'it nami would be kosher. And if we're talking about a kind of mud, which is so thick that a para will not naturally drink from it, then the halacha is that it is not mashrum to a mei mikah. So now, what are we talking about? All right, I have another idea. What are you going to tell me? Maybe it's lema'uta yafchushin adumin. Bugs that actually grow up in the mikveh are kosher to be mashlim the shear of the mikveh. So water bugs are perfectly okay to be tevelin. So let's say you have now only 20 saw of water in your mikveh and the rest is crawling with bug. You could be tevel in that mikveh. But then the din is that you don't need water at all. Bugs are kosher to be tevelin without water. Afilu be'nayu nami, you could be tevel in a mikveh of water bugs. Because the din is, the tanya Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, kosher tchilat briyato min hamayim matbilinbo. You could be tevel in anything which grows up in the water. And omer Reb Yitzchak bar Avidimi, if you had a fish with a big enough eye for you to make a hole in and go into and be tevel in it, you could be tevel be'ino shel dag. So why would I say that is only mashlim may mikveh? It's not mashlim may mikveh. It would be kosher lechatchila for the mikveh. Mashlim means if you have mostly kosher water, then you can add this. But I mean, over here, all you need is a big fish. Omer of Papa, well, you can hop in. Yeah. Omer of Papa. What we're talking about over here is the case of av, lema'ute natans av v'nat hal zav. You're right, there's no case where you could, let's say, pour apple juice into a mikvah, to be mash on the mikvah. But if you start off with the kosher mikvah of arba'im sa'ah, and now you want to add apple juice, there's no problem in adding apple juice. You add now another sa'ah of apple juice, so now you have 41 sa'ah. Now you go and you take out one sa'ah of the mixture. The mikvah remains kosher, despite the fact that it's an apple-flavored mikvah. And you may like lavender water better. But whatever it is, I mean, depending on your condition, you might like prune juice better. It all depends. So the fact is that you can keep doing this. So now you've got 40 saw of apple-flavored mikvah. You can add another saw of apple juice, take out another saw. And you can keep doing this until 19 times. That way you'll have still, even assuming that you took out pure water, you would still have 21 saw of mayim and only 19 saw of pure apple juice. So even though it started, even though now it has possibly a great deal of apple juice, but it started off as a kosher mikvah, that's what we mean by being mashlim.
Even the first time, you don't have enough water.
That's right. That's what we mean by mashlim. So that is exactly what Rish Lakish may be referring to. That kol ha-mashlim l'mei mikveh, mashlim l'mei kiyor. So that is the case. It's not. Let's take a look at that in the Mishnah. Mikveh she'esh bo arba'im sa'ah mechuvanot. Precisely 40 sa'ah. Now, natan sa'ah some mei perot. V'natal sa'ah, reze kasher. V'yomar Rav Yehuda bar Shilom Rav Asyam Rav Yochanan, you can do this up till Rubo. So that means up till the 20th time. Omer of Papa, furthermore, im kadach bo revi'it, if you now make a little hole for some water to come into a puddle next to this mikvah, and all that you have now is a revi'it of this mixture, that would still be perfectly kosher for matbilim bo machatin v'tzinoriot. You could use this area for needles, let's say, or little tiny, these are type of four-clock devices that you use for threading when you're weaving, that you can do, because all of this comes from a she'eriot of a mikvah, and since it's she'eriot the mikvah ka'atya, since it's no, it was connected when you made it, but it would be kosher at this point anyway, because it became kosher now to be the tefillah, and that would be kosher for the mekiyor. That's the point. Omrib Yirmiyah, Omrish Lakish, may mikvah she'erim lemekiyor. You should know that you can use regular may mikvah. In other words, you're saying that lemeimah delo mayim chayim nino, that you do not need to have an actual well water for it. And you can use any type of water. Is that true? Tanya, b'mayim v'lo b'yayim. Now here we're talking about nothing very important, you would think. Here it's talking about the washroom, not washroom, not bathroom as a euphemism, the washroom in the Beit HaMikdash, where they used water to wash off the care of the kra'ayim. So it says over there, v'akera v'akra'ayim yirchatz b'mayim. What is b'mayim supposed to mean? B'mayim, it has to be specifically in water, so that you use the Heya Yediyah to tell me not liquid, water. But you cannot use wine, let's say, to wash off the Karavik Ra'ayim. B'mayim v'lo b'mazug. You cannot use water that would be mixed now with the wine or other peirot. B'mayim l'rabot shar mayim. And b'mayim comes to tell me that you can use other water, meaning that it doesn't have to be necessarily water that comes from mayim chayim. V'kal v'chomer l'mei kiyor, which sounds like you're saying, kal v'chomer l'mei kiyor, which is more than shar mayim, which is even mayim chayim, for sure you could use for rechitat dikher vikra'ayim. So doesn't that mean, when you say kal v'chomer l'mei kiyor, what does that mean? My kal v'chomer l'mei kiyor, does that not mean lav de mayim chayim nino? Aren't you telling me that therefore it's clear, and of course anything which would be so great water that could be used, even for the kiyor, for sure is kosher. So that seems to be saying exactly what we're saying. No, that's the thing about it. That's not the point. The point is the Kodesh. The water over here is miyuchet for the kiyor. So kosher can, you could use water that's miyuchet for the kiyor for washing just the keravik ra'ayim. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? The fact that it's mekudash makes it worse, doesn't make it better, as we just said. The fact that it's Kodesh, that's Malyuti? That makes it better? That makes it worse. Because Vatani, does it not say now, in the name, it was said there, was the Braita was quoted by Rabbi Shmuel, Mayim, any, if it says over here, the Mayim, the proper gears is probably Tani Devei Shmuel, and then it makes much better sense. In the base, a medrash of the Amor Shmuel, they would say over this right. Mayim means She'en Lehem Shem Levi. It cannot have a secondary description attached to it, such as May X, fill in for the X, make your Yotzu make your as opposed to the Vekior, which has a specific purpose and therefore has a Shem Levi. You see? So then it would be worse if it was Kaddish for the Kior. So don't tell me Kavachomer Lame Kior means Kavachomer and you use something such as holy water. Holy water is a problem. Holy water is not an advantage. Don't tell this all the people that are telling this. Elalav Duruyin Lame Kior. Clearly, they need to be, the Kavachomer is, great water, which I could even use for the Kior. Well, what could be better than some Mayim, Mayim Chayim? So you see that you indeed, you do need Mayim Chayim. Don't tell me any water kosher for a mikveh would be kosher for the Kior. That's not true. Well, says the Gemara, it's true, but it's machlokas tanoim. It is machlokas tanoim. The Omer of Yochanan, may Kior is a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and the Kachomim. Rabbi Yishmael, Omer, it has to come from a Mayan. And the Chachamim say any water at all would be kosher and char me motain and are not dafka me mayan. No, that mayim in its ultimate form. Okay, this is the curious side point that I can't resist talking about. There's the famous sugya that he finds the nature of sapish tilesis. In other words, when the Torah gives the name of a seed, so how do we define how broad that species is? Let's say there are 10 different subs to that. Is it a family name, generic name? What exactly is it? So the way the Gemara defines it is very simple. Being as we define the words of the Torah in terms of human seed, whatever was scientifically recognized as a subspecies would, at that time, would not be included because then it already had a secondary name. If the Torah wanted to include it, it would have been the time of Matan Torah. So at that point, if it was only later recognized as a subdivision, it was included in the general concept at the time of Matan Torah. So this is concerned with the question of Mekior. If Mekior is a subspecies, telling me Shem Levi, that species, the secondary name in the species. This obviously has nothing to do with that. I mean, that's, you know, if it would be a Mekior, we would call it Mekior at any time. It's not because of recognition. Okay, the next thing we had was an Arel. Now, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah specifically that an Arel is possible. So where do we know that from? Of course, we've already seen this sugya before. On Rav Chista, Davar Zemi Torat Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamadnu, Mi Divrei Yecheskel Ben Buzi Lamadnu. It's only from the pasuk that we found in Yecheskel that it says it Beferush. Earlier we explained that what that means, that indeed it was Alok Al Moshe Mizinai until Yecheskel came along and was masmich to a pasuk, which is Ko Ben Nech. So that Erol Lev and Erol Basar is also come to the base of Mikdash. Yeah, but that's the point. The point was that the Mishnah says he's Bechal of the Aveda. Where does it say he's Bechal of the Aveda? Uminolan de Mach le Avoda? That's a different pasuk. Behaviachem b'nei nechar arle lev arle basar liyot b'mikdashi lechalelo. So you see that it's also Mechalel Avoda. Tana Rabbanan, Ben Nechar. You might think that when it says a Ben Nechar, called Ben Nechar or Al, I mean, this, you might think that means a Goy, Mamash. Talmud Lomar Erel Lev. What do you have to talk about Erel Lev, which has to do with the particular individual and how distant he is from God? Obviously, it's not. It means a Kohen, not a Ben Nechar. So then why does he call him a Ben Nechar? Because, in effect, Nitnachru Ma'asav Laviv Shabbat Shamayim. As far as God is concerned, this guy's an alien. We don't live in the same reality. He's like a stranger to me. That's the point. We often will say that to a friend. Hey, stranger. Somebody who's fallen away from a relationship. Hey, stranger. That's exactly what this pasuk means. These are strangers. Ein li ela era leif. You might think this is dafke era leif. So how about aral basar minayin? Talmud lomar era leif ve aral basar. Aral basar. And why do I need both of these? Tzricha. Dikat arachmana aral basar. I would say, okay, aral basar is something physical. We know that the Beis HaMikdash is very physical. So maybe the same way a Kohen kohen, a baal mum, is possible. A kohen who is an arel is possible, because he's mois aval erel lev, which at least, you know, on the surface, you seem to be like everybody else. So erel lev would be okay. Delo mois emelo. And on the other hand, I mean, erel lev, I understand, we're dealing with the Beit HaMikdash. It requires a level of care and concern and love and so on, and this guy's a stranger. So over there, he's not libo l'shamayim, but an erel basar. I mean, remember the machlok is what an erel basar is, between Rashi and Tosfos. Does it mean that he comes from a family of hemophilia, or according to the Rabbeinu Tam, even if he's perfectly healthy, he's scared death of going through an operation. So in any event, whatever the din is, but it's certainly libo l'shamayim. Emalo, I might think that's not a problem. Tzrichet. Therefore, we need the pasuk to tell us both levels. And again, as we saw earlier, this is a pattern when it comes to kach. The level of kedusha of the intent, which is the keneged the erel lev, and the level of kedusha in terms of the guf, which is keneged the erel basar, are fundamentally related. Even though you would think this is part of the whole, the main issue of the nature of kedusha, obviously, is that there is a connection, which generally everyone in the world rejects. Everybody that there should be a connection. Who the heck cares about the physicality if we're talking about human activity? It'd be completely outside of any particular nature. That's the whole point of Karbonis, obviously, is insisting that there's meaning to the biology of it. To make perfectly good sense, it will be marked on the Erel Basar, the same will be marked on the Erel Lev. But that's true about the interrelationship of Kiddush in terms of Amira and Kiddush in terms of Kiddush Li, in terms of Shem and Amisha, and so on and so forth. These are all interrelated. That's why, by the way, Rav Yaakov raised your Hanukkah, I mean, but that's why the original Maisa Hanukkah through Yaakov Avinu and Kavya Tiferet is where, indeed, we're coming to be Mashlim that connection of the problem of Yidah Mashlim, as a ruination of the perfection of that connection. Yeah, he used that oil. Okay, the next case we had in the Mishnah was Tameh. Now, we know that a Tameh is possible because we already went through the Sukkim, that V'yinazru, Mikatshe B'nei Yisrael, V'lo Yechalalu, and we had all the different rayas, that not only things that are Ma'akif Kapara, and so on and so forth, but not only things that are Zoras Chayiv Misan. We had three Limudim. Okay, but now we're bringing this up again in another context, which is, what exactly is the relationship between a Kohen, and we mentioned this before, we were talking about a Kohen Gadol. What is the relationship between a Kohen who is Tameh and Tameh in a way in which, if it's Sibo were Tameh, we could use that Kohen, and a Kohen who is Tameh in a different way, namely the difference between Tumat Sheretz and Tumat Meh. Now, as we know, the Torah talked about in the Parsha Vayu Anashim Asher Yudmeim LeNefesh Adam. So there were some guys that were there, were unable to bring the Korban Pesach on that day, which is all cool. What does that mean? After the next day, they would have been Torah, so why couldn't they descend in the Korban Pesach? But by the evening, they would be Torah because they would no longer be Mu'arev HaShem. We'll get to that. But in any event, they couldn't make their Korban Pesach. They come now to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lama Nigara. Says, Moshe, hold on, let me ask the boss. And that's where we get the din of Pesach Sheni. And a month later, we let these people go now and bring a Korban Pesach Sheni, and we're medayik from there, the Dafka Anashim, but not the Tzibur as a whole. If it would have been the Tzibur of the whole, it wouldn't even have been a problem. And we would have been able to be mocked with the Pesach as Pesach Rishon. Now, the whole story over there was a story about Tumat Meh, L'Nefesh Adam. Now, does that mean that in terms of the Kohanim that would be active in bringing that Korban, that there would be a difference between Kohen, who's a Tameh Sheret, and a Kohen, who's a Tameh Meh, which would then translate into the Nafkamina, even where we're not being Deicha, the Korban, because it's a Korban Yochim, not a Korban Tzibur. But maybe the very fact that a Kohen would theoretically be able to be the one who was doing the Aveda L'Katchila, if it were a Korban Tzibur, would mean at least he wouldn't be Mechal of the Aveda if it's a Korban Yochim. Now that's an interesting argument, and it's an argument that the Zikne Dorom made. So Amru Zikne Dorom, when the Mishnah says that a Tameh is possible, it's not every Tameh that's possible. Lo Shana lo Tameh Sheret. It's a Tameh Sheret that's possible, and only a Tameh Sheret that would be possible. Because there, that Tameh Sheret indeed would not be kosher to do the Aveda for the Tzibur. So a Tameh Meit, however, mitok shemeratze b'tzibur, meratze nami b'yachit. Since you are able to do, if the Tzibur was Tameh Meit, you could be Maratza, so then Bidi Avad. If he went ahead and did the Aved, even though he wasn't supposed to, for the Yochid, then it would be unreasonable to apply the din of the Lo Yechalalu, unless we had an extra limud, to a case where that very Kohen would be the initial source of Aved, if it were a Tzibur. So probably the Lo Yechalalu won't revert to that. He's not going to be Mechal of the Aved. Ihach, if you say that, could we not make the same kal v'chomer about a tamei sheretz. Let us learn that a tamei sheretz is a kal v'chomer that he would be able to lechatchila be the kohen to do the avoda, the garment pesach that is being brought betuma for the tzibur. Because it's a kal v'chomer from a tamei mate. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma tamei mate sheta'un haza'ah shlishi u'shevi'i miratzeh. If a kohen who requires to have the araduma and to be sprinkled with that on the third day and the seventh day, I mean, it's a whole complicated process to be matayrim. And nonetheless, that level of tumah can still be miratzeh for the tzibur. So a tamei sheretz she'ino ta'un haza'ah shlishi v'shevi'i. I mean, it's just a simple matter of going to the mikvah and waiting till the evening. Eino din shemirase. Would that not be obvious that such a kohen could be mirase? So why would it be, once you're making this kal v'chomer, then you should make the kal v'chomer for a tamei sheretz as well? Well, that's because kasavre zik nedaron, that the mechaprim are similar to the mitchaprim. Since the entire halacha of tumah utrabet sibur is both from the same pasuk, from bimo ado, so therefore I have to compare the two. So just like where tuma was hutra in the case where you have rov tzibur, it was only hutra in tumat me, not tumat sheretz, as it says beferish lenefesh adam. So too ma mitchaprim, the tzibur who are mitchaper through this kohen is dafka tamei meitin, tamei sheretz lo. So the Torah is saying that that's true about the mechaprim also. Af mechaprim, only a kohen is a tamei meit, yes. But a tamei sheretz, no. Now let me ask something. Ask more. Micah, sorry. What do these zikne doron, who take for granted that tumat sheretz is not now kosher for rovat tzibur, how do they know that? Just because that was the case? I mean, you could make same kal v'chomer that if you're able to bring for tamei meis, you should be able to bring a korban pesach for tamei sheretz. I mean, so what do they hold as the din? Legabi a tamei sheretz. Do they hold that ein shochim v'zorkin al tamei sheretz? That even though the tamei sheretz will be kosher by tonight, but you do not bring a korban in the Beit HaMikdash today? Is that what they hold? So I don't understand what the difference between a tamei sheretz and a tamei meit. You can't bring your korban today. The same thing as these guys who said, lama nigara, it's not fair. Why should we not be able to bring our korban pesach? These guys will also say, it's not fair. We touched the sheretz. We should be able to eat our korban pesach tonight. Why can't we bring the korban pesach today? And then we'd have the same halacha. Okay, go bring the pesach sheni. It's only because it was anashim. But had it been at Sibor, that would have been tamei. Then we would have brought the korban pesach betuma. So then the entire argument is now undermined. There is no difference between tamei sheretz in the mitchaprim either. If the tzibur that is tamei sheretz, or the yachid that's tamei sheretz, had the same din as the tzibur or the yachid of tamei meis, so what gives you any right to make that difference? It's a kal v'chomer. Yeah, but that's the case. Well, I'll learn it out from a kal v'chomer. The Torah is matir bringing even on people who are tamei meis. Kosher can on people who are lesser tamei. So why can't I make that same kal v'chomer all the way through? So there, why wouldn't the tzibur be able to make it betuma if they held in shochetim v'zorkin al tamei sheretz a milo avdik tzibur betuma? I mean, basically the rule is we learn out anashim v'lo tzibur, which gives us the rule that kol should be achid niteh. Whenever a yachid who is unable to bring the korban pesach would then have to bring his korban pesach sheni, then the tzibur would not be niteh and would be avid betuma. And yet the ziknei doron are taking for granted that, well, but obviously when it comes to tamei sheretz, they are not docha tuma. Why not? Ela kasavre, therefore, they must hold, this is the only way that makes any sense, that actually the din is that shochatim v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. And therefore, since it is possible now, even though they themselves can't come in to the Azara to bring a korban pesach, they can send their korban pesach and ask the kohen to do the shechita for the menuyim on this korban pesach. And by the time the night comes when they're supposed to be eating the korban pesach, they'll eat it, and that's fine. So they could have done that. Then therefore, the only time the Torah is matir bringing betuma is where they have no choice, and if it wouldn't be mutter betuma, then we would have had to be doche everybody to Pesach Sheni because they weren't able to eat it at night. But over here, where they are able to eat it at night, so then there's no problem, and therefore, obviously, there's no kal v'chomer because what are you going to say? Tamei meit has got a bigger problem because he's got the additional need for taira, and and he can't send it to the Beis HaMikdash. And that would explain their argument. The Mitchaprim and the Mechaprim interrelate in this way. We're not going to be Doicha Karban Tzibur for Tumas Sheretz. Therefore, the Kohen, whose Tumei Sheretz cannot be derived from a Kal Vachomer from the Kohen, is a Tumei Mate. And therefore, we have a right to distinguish between the Psul of Tumah in a case where the Tumei problem of the Tumah was a Kohen Tumei Tumat Mate, and a Kohen is Tumei Tumat Sheretz. And maybe in the same way that a Tumei Mate has a unique halacha of being able to be Mechaper in the case of a Tzibur, it's unreasonable to say that the Torah said that his Aveid is Mechalel, the Yochid, even though he shouldn't have been Aveid by the Yochid, maybe he's not Mechalel by the Yochid, because the Chatchila, it's kosher for the Tzibur. That's my argument, say the Ziknei Doron. Now, we know that Reish Lakish doesn't like hanky-panky. I mean, when he's sitting there lying on his tummy in the base of Medrash, better watch out. And he was pretty angry. So he grabbed him by the ear and shouted at him, talk a little, Reish Lakish, throw my, what a bunch of idiots! Simple logic. Tell me something. Which one is more, and I'll explain to you in a minute what I mean, which one has more keyach to insist on the aveda? Obviously, the keyach of the ones who are getting the kapara, because look, ma b'maka, shenitmu ba'alim b'sheret, mishalchim karbonoteihem. Think about it. The tzibur that became Tomei Besheret, okay? They're able to be Shaleach the Korban. Think about what the bottom line of your argument. So they're able to be Meshaleach their Korban to the Beis HaMikdash for tonight. Nonetheless, you're saying, but the Kohen, who is Nitma Besheret, cannot be Merata. That's what boils down to. That's what you said, okay? So, Makom Shenitmu Baalim B'meit, a place where the Tzibur is now Tomei B'meit, where even the Tzibur is in worse shape now than nonetheless able now to be in better shape, but the Kohen there, Ein Mishalchin Korbanoteihem, we said they're in worse shape, Lagabi, tonight. But because of that, you're saying the Kohen, the Shenitma B'meit, what should be the din? The Kohen Shenitma B'meit, in other words, let's take a look at the lineup of Kal V'chomer, according to your art. In other words, for each Tumah, let's take a look at the lineup of the Mitchaprim, that is to say, the Tzibur versus the Kohen. What's the din of the Mitchaprim who are Tmeim B'Sheret? They can bring a Korban Pesach. Thank you. What's the din of a Kohen who is Tmei Sheret? To be Mechaper, nope, he can't be. Okay, fine. So in other words, the Mitchaprim have an easier time, right? Okay? Now let's take a look at these Mitchaprim. As Yechidim, they're Tmeim Mei. So what's the din when they're Tmeim Meis? That they're not able to be Meshaleach Korbanoteihem. They're not able to be Meshaleach Korbanoteihem. Let us take a look at the din of the Kohen now. The Kohen should be in better shape as a Tmeim Meis? That's what you said. You said the Kohen who's a Tmeim Meis is in better shape than the Mitchaper. But the Mitchaper is always better off than the Kohen. Don't you understand that you can't make an argument from the Kal V'chomer that undermines the premise of the Kal V'chomer? It's idiotic. And that's what you're coming out saying. You're saying that a Kohen is a Tamei Mate is better off Lagabe a Yachid, despite the fact that the Yachid would not be able to send his Korban as a Tamei Mate. So your Kal V'chomer is ipso facto an absurdity, because it's leading to an absurdity. It's making a premise which its own premise ends up being Deicha. It's incredible what these guys get away with, says Reish Lakish. Yeah. So how do you explain that? I'll tell you how you explain that. The Ziknei Doron are not just it. The Ziknei Doron hold that actually a Tamei Meit can be Mishaleach Korbanotav. What? It's a pasuk. It says, Ish Ish Ki Tamei V'Asah Pesach B'Chodesh HaShini. The Ziknei Doron didn't read that pasuk. No, they hold that pasuk is for Lechatchila. That's the right way to do it. That's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah? What about the fact that you have to eat the Korban Pesach? It says, Ish lefi achlo. You have to be roi l'achila. And they're not roi l'achila. That's also the mitzvah. What? Vili kuvei lo, you're telling me it's not absolutely necessary to shech the Korban Pesach for someone who can eat the Korban Pesach? V'atanya b'michsat nifashot. Michsat is a lashon of the number of people. So the michsat nifashot teaches us that melamed she'ena pesach nishchat ela leminuyav. Those who were numbered in advance, registered eaters of this particular Korban Pesach, they're the only only ones that are allowed to be on the Korban Pesach, and it has to be shechted for them. What would be the din if shachatosha lo leminuyab? Yocho yeheka over al mitzvah. You might think, okay, you did something wrong. No problem. Aha. Talmud lomar tochosu. Therefore, the Torah repeat the din of tochosu al aseh shana lava katuv la'akev. We've now said it twice to let you know this is not the nice way to do it. It's the only way to do it. So you'll say, what does that have to do with ma'aser? We're not talking about minuyim. Aha. I'll tell you why. Because itkish ochlin leminuyim. The fact is that the same halacha that you need to be ish lefi achlo tochosu. It has to be somebody who can eat who is shayach to minyan. So you can't tell me this is only a din in minyan, but it doesn't matter whether you can eat or not, because that's a fundamental definition of the nature of minyans. Now what? If I shecht it shalol leminuyav, it's not kosher, but if I shecht it shalol leochlin, it is kosher? So how could the Zikne Dorum possibly hold such a thing? Well, Zikne Dorum lom akshe. They don't make that heckish. They say it's two different halachas. You need to be able to eat to be from the minuyim, but it doesn't mean that the tochosu goes necessarily hand in hand. Says the Gemara, I don't care. I don't care if they're not makish. They still have an absurdity in their Kal v'chomer, the way Reish Lakish points out. You just have to now adjust the absurdity, but it still comes out to be an absurdity. Because ichilomakshi nami, if they're not makish, but nonetheless, mia itlu pircha, you still, with an adjustment, you still can show that the Kal v'chomer makes no sense by saying, uma b'makom shenitmu'u ba'alim b'sheret. Look at it this way. You're saying there's no difference. The Tomei Meis can also send it. There is a difference. The Tomei Meis can't send it lechatchila. That itself is an indication of a difference in terms of Kula v'chumra. So here, if b'malkam shenitmu ba'alim b'sheretz, we're over there in b'shalchin komenoteyem, lechatchila. Okay, just throw in that extra word. You end up with the same absurdity at the end. A kohen who is nitma b'sheretz is not meratza, even b'diavad. So now, makom shenitmu ba'alim b'beit, she'ein m'shalchin komenoteyem, lechatchila. Fine, it's only a lechatchila. But nonetheless, the Torah is more marked on tumat meit of the mitchaprim. So koin shenit mevameit enudik shena maratza. Same exact thing. You're not helping yourself with this argument. So as far as I'm concerned, says Reish Lakish, we just shouted them out of the water. Gufa Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Akok Yorshein Bakedei Lekadesh Arba Akani Mimenu Ein Bekatshin Bo Shinem Avrachatzu Mimenu Moshe Ve'Aron Avanap. Machlok is again Rashi and Rambam. Remember capacity or water. Meitve kol akelim mekatchim ben sheyesh bem revi'it ben she'ein bem revi'it b'vachu kli sharet om revada baracha. We're not talking about the question of where the water is coming from in the shear. Here the capacity is provided by the kior because you're kodeach betocho. How could the water be coming from anything but the kior? V'amimenu om rachmano. Yerchatzu comes to be marba kli sharet. So ben yachid kli chol nami amrabaya kli chol lomatzi tamret. Mikavu chomer, because of the kan. Ma kano shenim shachimo. And nonetheless, eno mekadosh kli chol, sheno nim shachimo. Eno din sheno mekadosh kano min nolad. The tani Reb Yudah omer, yacho yehe kano mekadesh kiderach shakior mekadesh. Tavud omar veyasita kior nechoshet, vechano nechoshet. How does that prove anything? Well, but Rabbi Rachman and Yerchatzu. So we're back where we started from. So umara ita. Ze to'un meshicha kamohu, veze in to'un meshicha kamohu. Umrish Lakish, kol ha-mashlim l'mein bikva, mashlim l'mei kior l'revi'it, eno mashlim. So now, l'mute ma'at, ilay me l'mute titanirog, so hechi dami, idu pora shokha v'shota mimenu, so afilu revi'it dami, iyein pora shokha v'shota mimenu, afilu mikve nami, eno mashlim. Elo l'mute yavchushin adumim, afilu beinayu nami, do'atani r'pshibu gamliel l'mer, kol shetachilat b'riyato min ha-mayim, matbilin bo, V'yom Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadibi matbilin be'ino shel dag. Omer Rav Papa l'mu'ute natan sa'a v'natal sa'a detnan. Mikveh sheyesh bo arba'im sa'a mechuvanot. You can keep doing this ad rubo. Omer of Papa, im kadach bo revi'it madbilin bo bachatim v'tzinoriot, hol mechsher le'mikva ka'atya. Omer of Yirmi, Omer of Shlokish, me mikva ksherim l'me kior. In other words, l'meimer de lo ma'im chayim ninu. V'atanya b'mayim v'lo b'yayin, b'mayim v'lo b'mozug, b'mayim l'rabot shahar ma'im, and kol shekein kavachomer l'me kior, so obviously l'me kior is better. So what's the kavachomer l'me kior? I assume the way that they're better is that they're mayim chayim nino. Nah, they're better because it's holy water, man. The Kaddish. Kaddishi mal yutani. I thought, hatana de Shmuel, mayim only she'en lem shem levai is kosher. Yatsu meki or she yesh lem shem levai. Elalav, we're back to where we started, that the ruin lemeki or means mayim chayim nino. There you go. Well, you're right, but it's Tanoyi. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mekiyar is a machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, indeed, it needs to be Me Mayan, and that's this brayta. V'chachamim Omerim Shar Mimotein. Orel, Minolan. Omer Chisidovas Amidoran Moshe Rabbeinu Olamanu Medivri Cheska Ben Buzi Lamadu Ko Ben Nechar Alev. Ver El Basar Lo Yavol Migdashi. Minolan, the machle Avodah Dechtiv, Be'avi Achem B'nei Anachri, Arle Levi, Arle Basar, Liyod b'migdashi lechalel lo, it says really. Tan Rabbanan ben nechar yocho ben nechar mamash, Talmud lomar ara leif. Imke ma Talmud lomar ben nechar, shenit lachru ma'asav laviv shebashamayim. Ein liyel ara leif erol basar. Minayin Talmud lomar verol basar v'tzrichi. Di katarach min erol basar mishum de mois. Aval erol leif de lo mois emalo. Vi ashmin erol leif mishum de ein libala shamayim. Aval erol basar de lav libala shamayim. Emalo tzrichi. Tamei pasul. Omra ziknei doron. Lo shana lo tamei sheretz. Aval tamei meit. Mitoch shemratze b'tzibur. Mratze nami b'yachid. Yachi tamei sheretz nami leise bekalva chomer mit tamei meit. Ma tamei meit shetun azav shlishi vishvi maratze. Tamei sheretz eno tun azav shlishi vishvi eno din shmaratze. Kasavri zibnei dorom, mechaprim kim mitchaprim. Ma mitchaprim tamei meit in tamei sheretz lo, af mitchaprim tamei meit in tamei sheretz lo. What's the basis of their assumptions over here? Ma kasavri. I kasavri ein shoftim zorkin al tamei sheretz. So then you have exactly the same argument. Then why is it tzibur not avdi betuma? Isn't the rule that kol shebiyachid nidche that tzibur is avdi betuma? Well, it must be they hold kasav shoftim zorkin al tamei sheretz. Omar ula, ooh, man, did Reish Lakish give it to these guys? Talk of Reish Lakish l'dru amoy v'chiyeze koach merube koach michaprim or koach mitchaprim haviyomer koach mitchaprim. So now, what you ended up saying, ma b'makom shenitmu ba'alim b'sheret, where they're meshalchim korbanot tehem, a kohen who is nitba b'sheret, nonetheless it's not meratzah, which is the greater power in the mitchaprim, makom shenitmu ba'alim b'meit, where ain meshalchim korbanot tehem, obviously a kohen shenitba b'meit, for sure it can't be meratzah. Well, because of Zik Nidoron, that actually a tamei meit could be meshalchim korbanot tehem. That's only a mitzvah. It's also only a mitzvah.
It'll still be kosher. Talmud Omer Tachosu Hakatuv Shana Alav La'akev. And once it's true about the minuyim. Itkish ochlin lemenuyim. Well, the Zikni Doron don't have that hekesh. Even if they don't have that hekesh, nami, but mia kavachomer eat like pircha. Uma b'mokam shenit mubali b'sheret. We're over there, the mishalchin korbanotem even lechatchila. And nonetheless, a kohen shenit b'sheret's ena maratzen. Mokam shenit mubali b'beit. We're certainly, at least lechatchila, ena mishalchin korbanotem. Kohen shenit mubameit, ena din she ena maratzen.